Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Kuf Tetzvav. Welcome back, everybody. Before we start Kuf Tetzvav, we want to finish up a few points. We didn't finish from daf Kuf Yudalad Rav Beis. Gemara asks, and the Mishnah says that Mechos Rizman about bring an Asham. Gemara asks that Hani Bnei Hashamas Ninu. Case the Mishnah of none of them are chayv in Asham. Amar Ziri Tani Mitzera Ba'adayu. And also the Mishnah is including Mitzera, and in Mitzera is chayv in Asham. Amar asks Harhani Bnei Shlomim Ninu. And the Amar of Sheish is Tani Nazir, that also Nazir should be in the Mishnah. And that's how you have a chayv Asham and a chayv Shlomim in the Mishnah. And the Amar says afterwards the Ziri Kavua Tanoi, the Rosh Hashanah is Lo Kavua Tanoi. That the people that sit over the Mishnah, what Ziri said, to include Mitzir in the Mishnah, they included that in the Gears of the Mishnah. But what Rav Sheisha said, to include Nazir in the Mishnah, Lo Kavua Tanoi. So Rashi explains, how could be Lo Kavua Tanoi? The Gemara just says, you need to be Tani Nazir. So Rashi says, Lo Kavua Tanoi, what it means is it's rather like Kol Chatzur Mech Sarusha B'Shas. But it's not part of the Mishnah. Stami, you see, we put in chat here, and that we say Nechasuri Mechsura, doesn't mean to actually change the gears of the Mishnah that way. It means you leave the gears of the Mishnah the way that it is. But the Mishnah, you're supposed to understand from the Mishnah, Mishnah is also referring to something else. That's why Lamaisa, every time the Gemara says Nechasuri Mechsura, our gears of the Mishnah stays the same way. It's not saying that's the correct gears of the Mishnah. Just that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Now, Shenkin, what Ziri said, that Mitzorah, that becomes the actual pshat of the Mishnah. Pshat in the Gemara. There's a question in Pshat that says, what's Lamaisa, the difference between Ziri and Rosh Hashas? Both of them are necessary for Pshat. Why do we say that Ziri is better than Rosh Hashas, and that Tiyan included in the Mishnah, the Mitzera, Mashenkin, the Shlomim is not included in the Mishnah? So Taz says that it's Agav a Mishnah in Krisos, which talks about the Abram Mechusrei Kapara, which are Zav and Zava and Yeledes and Mitzera. So those four are given as a group together. Zav, Zava, Yuletis, and Mitzera. And Nazir is not included over there because he's not a Mechusrei Kapara. So really it's true, the Din of the Mishnah is equally, we have to include both of them in our Mishnah. It's equal, both Mitzera and Nazir. But the Tana of the Mishnah likes this group of four together, Zav, Zava, Yuletis, and Mitzera. Therefore he did not put in Nazir as part of the Gears of the Mishnah. That's Seisus Pshat in the Mishnah. Remember, there are Sameach and Perek Beis of Bias Mikdash, once a different shot to pee the Rambam there. The Rambam holds that the Rambam there is Mefurish, that a Mitzera is not allowed to be Mishaleches Karbonis, the Gemara in Moed Katar. A Mitzera cannot be Mishaleches Karbonis. The Rambam holds that if he does, Lo Yehortze. If Mitzera sends his Karbonis, they're Karbonis Psulim. And any carbon that he has, a carbon that he's Tam Chayevin, if he sends them, they're Karbonis Psulim. So it says the Or Sameach, and Lefiza, you could say, Toys might argue that din of the Rambam. As many Lechor Rais, that's not that way. Sameach says, Dekar Makar of the Rambam, to say that a Mitzera is Einu Mishalech Korbanaisav, and if he does, he's Loi Hortze, it's from Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara is a Shar Gemara, says Or Sameach. What is the difference between Ziri and Rav Sheshes? How come Mitzera Kavua Tanoi? But Rav Sheshes says, about Nazir is like Kavua Tanoi. He says, Or Sameach, that the Pshat is the new Pshat in the Gemara, not a Grashi and Tesis. That once you put in what Ziri said, put in Mitzera, then you no longer need to say what Rav Shesha said about Nazir. What's Pshat? None of the people mentioned in our Mishnah are Chayev a Shlomim. How can the Mishnah talk about a Shlomim Mechusrei Zman if there's no mention of a Nazir? Says Rosh Hashanah, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah's all talking about a Mitzera. A Mitzera what was the Yisrael? The Yisrael of the Mishnah that there are Oilos and Shlomim, that your Chayev, even though it's Mechusrei Zman, means the reason your Chayev is because the carbon is Miskabel as an Adava. So even though it's not Roy for his Chiyuv, but it causes Miskabel as an Adava, so is Chayev. Says Rosh Hashanah that if Mitzera, a Mitzera that's Tamasi before he became a Mitzera, he had to bring an Oila and a Shlomim. And now he became a Mitzera, and he sends his Oila and a Shlomim, so he doesn't get Kapara. they're not going to be karbonis chayfa, because the Rambam paskins that a mitzvah doesn't is his karbonis are loyhortze. So imkain a mitzvah that brings his oil in the shlamim bachutz, we could think that he'll be potter because if the karbon is loyhortze, so we think he'll be potter. Kamash malon the mishnah that you're chayef. Why are you chayef? Because the carbon can anyway come as a nedava, because it's an oil and a shlamim, which can come as a nedava. So because it has that kakrava, so you'll be chayev b'chutz. So the side of the mission is coming to tell me that oil and shlamim of mechusar's man rebailim, that you're chayev on b'chutz, because it can be brought as a nedava. So you don't need to say nazir to explain that in. We got the idea of the mishnah from the tzeira itself. That a mitzvah sends any of his oilos or shlamim, if he brings them machutz, he'll be chayev, even though they're loyhortze bifnim, because the korban is kosher as a nedava. That's where Sameach says pshat in the Rambam, feed the Rambam a new pshat in our Gemara. So again, the feed Rashi and Tosfos, we have to for sure say nazir, and this is definitely referring to a nazir. Just the question of the Gemara is it in the gears of the Mishnah or not in the gears of the Mishnah? There's a saying a new pshat in the Mishnah of the Rambam that there's no need to mention nazir bichlal, because the oil and shlamim is referring to the oil and shlamim of a mitzvah. Kavalta pshat in the Mishnah. Just mention one akuda related to this for Sameach. We mentioned that in the Mishnah the Rambam says that the reason by oil and shlamim of mechusar zman the bailim shechayev achutz is because it's a doyrin that the Rambam says. So we said that the Ram was arguing Rashi. Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah was that it could be brought as a nedava. The Ram says that it's a doyrin. It means that the Bailam gets his kapara from the oil and shlamim when he's mechusar zman. As we said, I said that on my own. I found that the Tosfos Yontiv in the Mishnah says that Pshat in the Rambam that the carbon is kosher. The Bailam gets his kapara from it. So I found it in Rishach and Aviezri. That is bothered that once the Ram holds the Ram there in B'ez Mikdash holds that a mitzvah mechusar's man and mitzvah cannot be mishalechis krabonis and he doesn't get kapara. So how could the mitzvah that sends his oila, how could the Ram write on it and it's a doyrin and he gets kapara like the Tosfos Yontiv learns? Hare mitzvah can't get kapara from any krabonis. How could he get from stam a korban that he sends, a shlamin that he sends? He doesn't get kapara. So how can he get kapara from his oila of being a mitzvah? So Rav Shach speaks out as never pashut that it's not shver. If the din mitzad his karbonas of mitzvah is that it could be brought right now because it's a doyrin, so it's hechsher as mitzad the din mitzvah and has a hechsher right now. So that there is no chisaron of mitzvah in mishaleich karbonosav. Mitzvah can be mishaleich stam karbonos. Mitzvah can be mishaleich, but if a mitzad din is tzaras. He could be yotze his chiyuv right now, so now there's no chisar. And that's just that two things. The two dinim are not a stira. Even the Rambam holds that a mitzvah doesn't get ritzui from other karbanas, but he could get ritzui from his oila because mitzvah din of the oila could be brought right now. But that was a side point. Just related to that din that they said that Achorin in the Rambam there, Kaman Mefurish in the Rambam in Perak Beis of Yis Mikdash Shalach Yud Aleph, the mitzvah does not get ritzui from his karbanas. Now we come to the next sugya, a big sugya, here in the bottom of Kuf Yudal and Mibiz, and the whole sugya of Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, sugya of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Chilkiya Bar Tuvi is Mechadesh, that even though it says in our Mishnah that in Osham, Mechusar Zman, Bebailim, Yipatr Bachutz, the Hainu of the carbon is Pasol, says Rav Chilkiya, that's only when you bring it Lishmai. But you bring it Shaloi Lishmai, so then the carbon is kosher. If you would do that bifnim, the carbon would be kosher. That's chiddush number one of Rav Chilkiya. And then Rav Chilkiya says another chiddush, and mele you're also chayev b'chutz. Because you do this akrava bifnim, it would be a kosher akrava, so now b'chutz you could also be chayev. First we'll explain chiddush one of Rav Chilkiya, which is the main chiddush, that this akrava, an osher mechusar zman, the bailim, Shaloi Lishmai is kosher. So why is that? Why should Shaloi Lishmai be better than Lishmai? So the Karanaira here is Marich in the Sugya. You say that the Karanaira says is that the whole psul of Mechusar Zman is only an hakrava that's coming to be yotzei idei chayva. When I'm trying to be when the carbon is coming to be yotzei idei chayva, so then it was said the psula of mechusar zman. But an hakrava which anyway can't be yotzei idei chayva. Anyway, it's a shalei lishmoi. It's kosher for like olu lebayel mishim chayva. Like we learned in the beginning of the mesechta. So the hakrava that's being done shalei lishmoi is not a type of hakrava which has the ability to machshir the korban. So mainly there's no say it wasn't said the psula of mechusar zman. Psula of mechusar zman is when the korban is coming to be yotzei idei chayva. So then it was said as man. The whole man was said in the carbon which has the ability to become in the yetia de chayva, in the chayva of the carbon, and that was said this man only in a certain day. But the carbon anyway isn't coming to be yetia de chayva; it's dam coming. So then it was not said the psul of shalei lishmai, of mechusar zman. That's the way the Karen learns pshat in the Gemara. Rishach in Avi Ezri in Perek Yudches Ma'aser Karbonos Halacha Tes says. We'll see there's a big nafkamina between them. Shach says it's not the pshat that whether the carbon is coming to be yotzei idei chayva or not. He says that the pshat is that you have to say, just like the psula of mechusar zman was said in a carbon that yotzei idei chayva, said even in a carbon that's not being yotzei idei chayva. The reason the yisoid of Rechilkia, the reason that the carbon that on shalei lishmai there's no psula of mechusar zman, the reason is because shalei lishmai makes the carbon into a different carbon. Learn that we, like the Gemara says in Daf Beis, that Im ki mashen adarta sisa neder yehi im lav nadav yehi means the carbon has a new akrava. Carbon shalei lishma is brought with a new akrava, akrava of a nadava. It makes it's normally an asham can only come as an asham chayva. When you bring the asham shalei lishma, the asham becomes a different asham. It's an asham which is being brought l'shem nadava. That's a different type of asham. So this asham is kosher even. And there in Megillah there's no psul of mechusar zman because it's a carbon nedava. The carbon became a carbon nedava. Not whether it's actually going to be yotzei idei chayva or not going to be yotzei idei chayva. Here we have to say that the Shach says we have to say the carbon changed to become a carbon nedava. So on this carbon it wasn't mechlal said a psul of mechusar zman because it's not an asham chayva. It's an asham nedava. And an Asham Nadav wasn't said it in his man. Why should it be din his man when you have to bring an Asham Nadav? An Asham Chayva, when the Torah wants to be Yaiti De Chayva. But here I'm changing the carbon and the carbon becomes a Nadav. Shach then held that in order to say that there's no Psalm Mechus Rizman, we have to say the carbon became a carbon Nadav. In the Karanayra, it's Mashman. We see in second the Nafkamina that even without the point that the carbon became a carbon Nadav, as long as you can't be Yaiti De Chayva with this carbon, so then it wasn't said this man. Zman is only said when the carbon was coming to be yotzei yidei chayva. The nafkamina that says the question of the Karanayra. Karanayra is mayor that why did Reb Chilkiya only say his chiddush on asham? He could have said on chatas also. He could have said that a chatas shelo lishma b'chayim b'chutz. B'chutz Zman. It's impossible. A chatas shelo lishma is possible. Mishnah says in Daf Beis that kol karbonis that are brought shelo lishma are kosher for holu except chatas. Says the Karanayra, but you see on Daf Gimel in the Masechta, going back a long time ago, in Daf Gimel the Gemara says that a chatas that's brought l'shem chulin is kosher for holu l'bayilim l'shem chayva. What's the reason? The Gemara there says there's a drasha that kachim mechalin kachim vin chulin mechalin kachim. The person thinks machsheves chulin in a carbon, so it does not pass on the carbon. Only thinking another Ashinoi Kodesh, thinking Oila L'Shem Shlamim, Chatas L'Shem Oila, when you change carbon A to carbon B, that's the Psul of Shalei Lishma. But if you switch it to L'Shem Chulin, it does not have a Psul of Shalei Lishma. So therefore, the carbon should be kosher. But the Gemara says in Daf Memvav that it's kosher v'eino meratze. That Chatas L'Shem Chulin, even though it's kosher, because Ein Chulin Mechal in Kachim, but it's eino meratze. Because it was still not brought l'shem chatos, it's einu meratz. That's the Gemara in Daf Gimel with the Gemara in Daf Memvav. So the Karanayra therefore is meirer that Reb Chilkiya Bar Tuvi could have said his din also by a chatos that a chatos mechusar zman mebayilim. The Mishnah says your potter. Why shonu al shekriva l'shmoi? Aval ikriva l'shem chulin yibichayv anet b'chutz. Because bifnim, it will be kosher. because now we have a chatos that's brought is not being yotze yedei choiva. So it's never, there's no psul of an mechusar zman, and it also doesn't have a psul of chatos shaloi lishmoi, because it's being brought l'shem chulin. That was the idea of the Karen Ayra. So Rav Shach says lefi darkoi, the question isn't shver. The din there will be that you're actually it's a pasul carbon. Why? Says Rav Shach that there's no din of nedavatei. By chatos wasn't said the parish of nedavatei. A chatos that's brought shalei lishma is pasul. So why is a chatos l'shem chulin kosher? Because that's not called shalei lishma. It's not the shame of the other carbon is not chal in it. In chulin mechal in kachim. It's not chal in the shame of the other carbon. That's why the carbon is kosher. Why is it not meratzeh? The Gemara says in Daf Mem Vav, that's not meratzeh. Says Rav Shach that it still needs to be a chatos. It needs to be kari of the shame kedei to be kosher as a chatos. It needs to be lehedi kari of the shame chatos. So by the shame chulin, the shame of the other carbon is not chal. So it doesn't become shalo, the psul of shalo lishma. But still doesn't have that krav l'shem chatos. Kedei to be yotzei dei choiva, it needs to be miratze, and it needs to be brought l'shem chatos. But it doesn't have the psul of shaloi l'shma. It wasn't said in the departure of Nedavatei. So maybe it was nafkamin in our sugya. By Ashem shaloi l'shma, it was said that the din of Nedavatei, it's a different type of hakrava. It's akravas nedava. In akravas asher nedava, there's no inyan of zman bichlal. The Torah didn't say you have to bring the carbon in a certain time. It's the carbon is chatchila brought as a nedava. Mashein kein echatos l'shem chulin beside the carbon who said as man in the carbon. This carbon it has an inyan of zman that needs to be kariv. This carbon didn't change into another carbon. It was still the same chatos. Just it can't be mighty the bailim yidei chayvasam. That's the din of a chatos l'shem chulin, but the carbon was set in a zman in the gufa carbon that has to be brought dafka in a certain time. So mele this carbon will still be possible. That's according to Shach's understanding. But the Karen Ayra, like we said understood differently. Karen Ayra understood the Seder of Chilkia was that the whole zman was said when the carbon is coming to be yotzei dei choiva. If anyway the carbon can't be mighty the bailim yidei choivasam. Sen wasn't said as man bichlal. Those are two trochim and pashat. Why by shaloi lishmai? There's no chisaron of zman of mechusar zman. Both though these two trochim we mentioned, which are close to each other, the Karen Ayra and Rav Shach, both of them are obviously understanding that the site of the shaloi lishmai in our sugya. Means the Mishnah and Daf Beis, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that an Asher Shalei Lishma is kosher the Layotzu Yibayli Midei Chayva, and that's what Rav Chilkiyah wanted to be machsherit with the din of Shalei Lishma. That's before Shin Rashi at the beginning of the sugya and at the end of the sugya, Rashi says Al Shalei Lishma Yigoyin L'Shem Ayla or B'Shem Zehu Roy Lava Lifnim Kol Azvachem Shenizbuchu Shalei Lishman Ksheirim Chutz Min HaPesach V'Achatos. Also Rashi again at the end of the sugya. And of course, that's again mentions that the din of the shalei lishmai from Chilkiyah means the din of asham shalei lishmai, which means that it's still an asham. It just brought shalei lishmai. And Rashi says enough base that din of always that it's kosher. It means that it's kosher. It means lahakter sanektarim v'lechol sanecholim. The asham stays as being an asham. Just it's not yotzei dei chayva. That's the pashut pshat in the sugya. Every the Chazon Ish is mechadish a new mahalach in the sugya. The Maisa, it's the idea of the Chazon Ish. It's furish lachar in the Shita Mekubetzes in Temura. Daf Yud Tesam and Beis in Hashematos says it's mahalach in ours. Kimat mefurish that's who he's learning our sugya, an entirely different mahalach. That Rav Chilkiya didn't mean to be machshir mitzad the din of Asham Shalai Lishma, which is kosher ve'ina ve. That wasn't what Rav Chilkiyah meant. Rav Chilkiyah meant a different din. There's a din that an asham that's an asham shenitak l'riya and you shecht it l'shem ayla, or shecht it stam, you shecht it l'shem ayla. Asham becomes an ayla. Just like a pesach, b'shari mais hashana, can be brought as a shlamim, so to a maizer asham is kariv as an ayla.
an asham shemesu ba'ilav or shemiskapru ba'ilav. A meiser asham is kariv as an ayla. So that's also the idea of Rav Chilkiah. Rav Chilkiah held that an asham mechusar zman ve'bailim, you can bring it right now. And if you bring it l'shem ayla, it will become an ayla. Or it could be any shaloi l'shem ayla, dafka l'shem ayla. But if you bring it your oiker, the shem asham from it, then it can become an ayla. So this is a fascinating chiddush. It's not, and besides our sugya, you won't find this anywhere else. It's not, and there be mechadish that's a pshat in the sugya, but that the asham itself is roi. You wait another couple of days, the asham will be roi. Because right now the asham is not roi, so it's like a meiser pesach, similar to it becomes like a meiser asham, similar to a meiser pesach that on Yud Gimel Nisan, it's right now it's not yet roi for pesach. So if you bring it l'shem, if you're oikir the shem pesach, you bring it as a shlamim, it's kosher as a shlamim. Who are then by an asham? If today it cannot be brought as an asham, you have to wait until tomorrow. So you could be oikir the shem asham, and it's kosher as an oila. So that's what the sheet and tumura is going on, which is a little bit of a smaller chiddush, but the same idea. He's talking about an asham, which some asham can only be brought if the carbon is 2 years old. If it's in its first year, you can't bring it as an asham. So the shita there says, if you're oikir the shem asham, if you bring it shalay l'shmai, then it becomes an ayla. And then he says, kin muchach per basra tzvachim. So obviously he's referring to our sugya. And he held that the site of the sugya of Chilkiah was that an asham that's not yet right to be brought as an asham, if you bring it shalay l'shmai, then it becomes an ayla. That's the learned pshat in the Gemara. So that's chiddush is a very fascinating chiddush. But the Lefizat, it's Miyushab, the question of the Keren Ayra and Roshach, they're having a difficult time explaining that why is the din of Mechusar's man only a din in Asham Lashmai? Why in Asham Shalai Lashmai is an Upsala Mechusar's man? So you mentioned there Mahalchim. That is because it's Bar Lashem Nedava, so there's no problem of Zman. But Kinira, that the Sheet of Mechubetas didn't want to say this part of the Sukkah. He held that it stays as an Asham. If carbon would still be a carbon Asham. And just like Lishmai it's pasul, also Shalai Lishmai it's pasul. Therefore, he felt the need to explain a chiddush, to explain that the carbon here is not being kariv l'shem asham, rather it's being kariv l'shem oila. It becomes an oila. It has dinei oila. You don't eat the basar. You're makter the basar on the mizbeach. The carbon became an oila. So once the carbon became an oila, so obviously there's no psul of mechusar's man. Psul of mechusar's man was as an asham. It's a problem of mechusar's man. Pure, it's an oila, it even became an oila. Meiser Asham is we paskin is brought to Keta Mizbech, it's a carbon seabor. There's no Zman in it Bechlal. It's not the Mitzayr's Asham anymore. It turned in from being the Mitzayr's Asham to being an oila that either is either might be his or the Meiser we paskin that it becomes a carbon seabor. It's entirely different carbon than when it was beforehand. In Meila, there's no psul of Mechusar's man, because the carbon became a carbon oila. That's a fascinating pshat in the sugya that Chazanish speaks out, and the in Kamas and in the Malaf and the Shita in Tzmura and Hashmatas. Now, if you tell them the base, Chor is really saying this mahalach in our sugya. But again, that's not Rashi's mahalach. Rashi says that the reason it's kosher is because like the first mission of the Masechta, it called karbonis that are brought shalay l'shmai, are kosher for the olu l'bayla l'shem chayva. Those are the two main drachim in the sugya. The two ikrim drachim is that it's brought as an asham shalay l'shmai, where it's being brought l'shem ayla. And if you go to Dagos HaRashi, that's an asham shalay l'shmai, so then again we need to explain why the Keren Ayra and Rav Shach explain to us why it there's no problem of zman when it's not being yaitzei de chayva. This was all the first chiddush of Rav Chilkiah. The first chiddush of Rav Chilkiah, that an asham mechusar zman v'bailim shalay l'shmai is kosher bifnim. And then Rav Chilkiah said another chiddush. Rav Chilkiah's chiddush was that you bring it b'chutz, you're also chayiv. So the Gemara by us doesn't make such a big asek out of the second chiddush of Rav Chilkiah, but the sugya in Yuma of Samach Gimel, that's the whole topic of the sugya there, is about this chiddush, which is, do we say that Akira's chutz Shema Akira or Lai Shema Akira? Dainu, this carbon kemaisu who is an asham mechuser zman, you bring it bifnim, it's pasul. Unless you bring it shelo lishmai bifnim, but kemaisu who the carbon unless you're mechadish a new akrav of shelo lishmai, the carbon is a mipasul. When you bring it bifnim, you could do that and be mechusher the carbon, but the carbon as is a carbon pasul. So now you brought bachutz. A carbon that's puzzle. So why are you chayven a bachutz? Elamai, because you thought machshev shelo lishmai. And if you would do that bifnim, so the carbon will be kosher. That's true, but you didn't do that. You brought it bachutz. You brought this type of hakrava. If you would think what you're thinking, when you would bring it bifnim, the carbon would be kosher. But the carbon kemaisha, who is a carbon puzzle, the machshava bachutz doesn't actually change the carbon l'chayra. Bachutz is not a mokam haroi l'machshava. The Gemara says in Minochis, you need a mokam haroi l'avoida to think machshava is psul. So you don't. The carbon actually did not get changed when you brought a bachutz, either to be a nedava or to be an oila. None of that actually happens when you bring the carbon bachutz. Just what? Just if you would do this type of hakrava bifnim, then it would be machter the carbon. So we could also mechayev you bachutz for this type of hakrava, even though the carbon actually that you're bringing, just take the carbon kemaishu as a carbon puzzle. So that's the need of the second yuma, and the machleik is there. Do we say akira schutz, shmo akira, lay shmo akira? And the marbrings are that Rav Chilkiyah is of the opinion that akira schutz, shmo akira. That it's enough that this type of akrava, if we don't mifnim, would be a kosher akrava. So therefore, we're also mechayev you bachutz. So that's the second chiddush of Rav Chilkiyah, that we can use this potential shelo lishma to be mechayev you bachutz. This is all the opinion of Rav Chilkiyah. Rav Huna asks on Rav Chilkiyah. He argues in the din of Rav Chilkiyah. What's his question on Rav Chilkiyah? Chiyesh lecha davar she'inai kosher lishmai. The kosher shalai lishmai. How could it be that this asham is kosher, is pasul lishmai, and you bring it shalai lishmai, it's kosher? So we can explain this question in two ways. He could be asking that the svara that the Karanaira and Rav Shach were bothered by, that just like Mechusar's man is a psul in the akrava of lishmai, it should also be a psul in the akrava of shalai lishmai. How could it be that if the carbon is puzzle, so why should shelo lishmai be machshir bichlal? And he didn't really understand the svar that Rav Chilkiyah said. That's one way to understand his question. Or it could be that no, he understood fully what Rav Chilkiyah said. He understood the svar that the Karen Aaron and Rav Shach explained. But Rav Huna asked it was asking a different question. That the Gemara says earlier in the first parak and the vav that shelo lishmai mikoyach lishmai kasi. That you can't bring a carbon lechatchila shelo lishmai to be a nedava. The whole akrava that was a schadish in Nedava is because the carbon could be brought lishmai. It's originally coming to be brought lishmai, but there was a psul in akrava. Things didn't work out as planned. That it became shalei lishmai. So then there's a backup akrava of shalei lishmai. It's a bidiyevet akrava when you try to bring in lishmai. But that's the idea of shalei lishmai. That's what the Gemara says: shalei lishmai mikoyach lishmai kasi. That's all, but asks Rav Huna, but when the carbon cannot be brought lishmai, if you'll bring it lishmai, it will be pasul. So how is it possible to bring it shalei lishmai is kosher? Right, the whole akrav of shalei lishmai is riding on the shoulders of that akrav lishmai. That could be more lamedish way to explain the question of Rav Huna. That's all of the Dagra Sharashi. If the Shita Mukubet says that the nidain in the sugya was a nidain of being brought as an oila, the question of Rav Huna is a different question. The question of Rav Huna is to argue with this whole yisaid that this chiddush of Rav Chilkiyah that an asham mechus zman mibaylim can be brought as an oila, says Rav Huna that's not true. Kashem that the asham is pasul lishmai as an asham, it's also pasul as an oila. It didn't become a meiser over here. It's not a meiser asham because it's actually left over. It no longer has akrava as an asham. But here, when it's an image for akrava as asham and it's pasul lishmai, then it's also pasul shalai lishmai. The two drachim had to learn. A few why you learn the chiddush of Rav Chilkiyah comes out a difference. Also, had to learn Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Lefi Rashi, was arguing that it's not shayich e shalei lishmoy mikoyach lishmoy when the lishmoy is pasul. And the fi the shita, the question of Huna was that it shouldn't become an ayla. So there's one other ha'ara here in the sugya of it comes up there hagav in the sugya and daf kuf tezvav is the din of pesach and chatas shalei lishma. The Gemara brings a few brises to bring rights to Bichokia, Gemara's Marche. One of the brises the Gemara says that is the Pshat, the Gemara wants to say Pshat in the brisa, that it's talking about you brought a Pesach and a Chatos, Shaloy Lishma, Bachutz, and your Chayavan. That's the Gemara wants to say Pshat in the brisa. Why are you talking Chayav? Rashi explains that because before you brought it Shaloy Lishma, it was roi to be a chatos. It was oimid lekach. It was oimid to be kosher. So the carbon is kosher, even though it became pasul through my shechita. It doesn't matter as long as the carbon was roi to be brought as a chatos, so I can be chayav and a pachutz. That's what Rashi says. Pshat in the Gemara. Tesis on daf nun tes is mechadesh. Daf nun tes on the base. Tesis is mechadesh there. That even though we see in Perek HaShechit V'Amayla that anything which has akrava of him olo lo yerid, so your chayav anit b'chutz, Tais wants to say that's only l'gabi halah, because it was already shechted bifnim, and it got on it the din that it's him olo lo yerid, it already had the beginning of that akrava that gave it that hechsher of him olo lo yerid, so now you can be chayav anit halah b'chutz. That's only l'gabi the chiv of halah aschutz. But like, if you do a shchita psula b'chutz, if we don't bifnim, its din would be im olo lo yerdu. The imurim would be im olo lo yerdu. So Tais says that type of shchita you're potter b'chutz, because it didn't yet get the din of olo lo yerdu. The shchita is a shchita psula. That's what Tais wants in the chadish over there. What it's nafkamin is talking about is shlomim sheshochtan kaidam psichas dalsas ahechol. Tais holds that the din of them is im olo lo yerdu. The Gemara Numa says you're putter. He says the reason is it's because olu yerdu doesn't make you chayav on shchitas chutz. So Taisa says at the end that the feeling of them soleimar the pesach v'achatos sheshochtan shloy lishmon b'chutz chayav. Even if one will tell me that by pesach and chatos that you shechted shloy lishmon b'chutz your chayav, the reason is habehema ruia lifnim lechatchila. Aval elu kodshim einan ruin lifnim lechatchila. He says even if one will be mechadish to me that pesach and chatos shaloi lishma b'chutz is chayev, the reason is because the behema is miskabel bifnim and to shechta lishmoi. Mashein kein shlomim kaidim psicha zal sasehichol. The carbon right now is not roi bifnim, so therefore you're pater b'chutz. So Taisus, after Taisus was mechadish that olo yerdu is not enough to be mechayev and shchitas chutz, Taisus was bothered by the din of pesach and chatos, and he seems that Taisus is mistapik. What's the din? It's very strange. Why is Taisus mistapik? It's a mefurshe gemara by us. Mefurshe gemara by us. It says that you're chayev by pesach and chatos. So it's pashut in cheshbin that Taisus held that it's even though it's mefurshe in the gemara that you're chayev. The gemara only said it as a potential pshat in the brisa. But Lefir of Chilkiah, Rav Chilkiah himself learned a different pshat in the Braisa. And also Rav Huna learned a different pshat in the Braisa. It's not muchach that's the pshat in the Braisa. The Gemara was willing to accept the fact that you could be chayiv. But lahalach l'maisa, we don't know whether you're actually chayiv or not. So he says, Mistapik ledina, what's the din by Pesach and Chatos, Shaloi l'shma, b'chutz, are you chayiv or pacha? So we have Rashi that explains why you're chayiv, very similar to what Tesis says over there. That the reason you're chayev is because the carbon is roi bifnim. That's the reason to be chayev you, even though the shechita is a shechita psula. But the halacha, it's not clear whether that's actually the halacha from the Gemara. The Keren Eiris says that the Rambam paskins at your potter, because the Rambam writes the following: Rambam in Perak Yudches Meitz for Karbanos Halacha Yud. Asha mitzayra sheshochtei bachutz shaloi lishmai chayev. Hoyo v'shaloi l'shmoi roi bifnim v'kosher k'may she'yiz boyer. So Rambam says that an osha mitzayra shaloi l'shmoi is chayev b'chutz because shaloi l'shmoi is roi bifnim. So the Kesem Mishnah learns that the Rambam is passing in the name of Rav Chilkiah, saying that Asha Mechusar's man, you're chayiv on a bechutz. However, the Rambam left out the word Mechusar's man. The Rambam just writes, Asha Mitzayra, Yushach to Shalal Lishmoy, you're chayiv. And the Rambam also writes, because Hoyle Shalal Lishmoy Roy Bifnim, is Kosher Bifnim, Kmoy Sheyiz Boyer. The Rambam never writes anywhere in Mefurash that Asham Mechusar's man, Shalal Lishmoy is Kosher. The Rambam never brings down a first dinner of Chilkiah Bifnim, and that it's a kosher carbon. Says the Karenayer, the Rambam is not referring to Reb Chilkiah. It seems the Rambam passed against Reb Chilkiah. What does the Rambam mean? That the Rambam is saying the din that Osham Shaloi Lishmoi, not Mechusar's man, a regular Osham, Shaloi Lishmoi is Chayim Bachutz, because every Osham Shaloi Lishmoi is kosher v'li alu l'bailin l'shem chayva. K'moy sheyizbor, like the Rambam writes later on in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim, that all carbonus, even an Osham, that's Shaloi Lishmoi, is kosher v'lo yavu. So that's what the Rambam is coming to say, that an Osham Shaloi Lishmoi is chayav, because it's kosher. In Cain, it's meduik in the Rambam, that chatos Shaloi Lishmoi bachutz will be potter. The only reason that an Osham Shaloi Lishmoi bachutz is chayav is because it's miskaba b'fnim. Its din is that it's a kosher korban. The Rambam asking that you're potter, the Gemara says you're chayav. So we have to say, like we said in Tesis, that the Gemara only says it as a potential pshat in the Braisa. On the fear of Chilkiah, we have no makar that that's actually the pshat in the Braisa. But it's still a shver. How did the Rambam know to pass that you're potter? It doesn't seem a foolish that you're potter. We have no makar to say that you're chayiv. Taisa Nefnutes says it as a suffix. But how could, it seems the Rambam holds that you're for sure a potter. How can we know for sure that you're potter? The Gemara definitely has a tzad to say that you're chayiv. So the Minchas Tavrim just says in pshat that even on the tzad in the Gemara that you're going to be chayiv, it's the first that you need a pasuk to be marber that you're chayiv. We want to learn now that there's a riboy of kesev and eiz can to be marber from the pasuk that you're chayiv. So the mavur that even on the tzad that you're going to be chayiv, it's only with a pasuk. So if the fear of Chilkiah or the fear of Huna, the pasuk is saying something else. So in Cain we see that the svarb should without a pasuk is at your potter. We need a pasuk to say that you're chayiv. If the pasuk is used for something else, so then we come back to the svara of svara chitzayna, which is that your potter bachutz ani chatos shaloi lishma. That's the cheshbon in the Rambam. But this whole question here of Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam, whether you're chayiv on chatesach chatos shaloi lishma bachutz, that Tosis is a suffik, and the Rambam holds the ma'isa your potter, says the Karenayra, is very negated to what we spoke about numerous times in Hashechid V'amayla, which is the chiv of shchut echutz that you need a kosher shchita b'chutz, or no? It's enough that the shchita, that you take a carbon which is kosher, and you did it in a maisa shchita. We don't care whether the shchita itself is a shchita miskava b'fnim or not miskava b'fnim. So we found there raya's lakan or lakana. We're not going to go over the raya's right now, but the chiv we see here in places in the Rambam, in David Tzad, Pesach and Chatas Shalei Lishmoi, you'll be potter b'chutz, because you're shechta Shalei Lishmoi, and that's a shechita psula. Even though the carbon itself is miskava b'fnim to be shechta Lishmoi, the chayyur sounds from over here that we need that the shechita itself should be a kosher shechita b'chutz in order to be chayiv on it. Another point of Gemara Mabez, brings a pasuk to say that all other avodas which is not a Gemara avodah you're potter on them b'chutz. Yitzik boilo paiseis meleach mein if magish, all these things which are not the Gemara Avoda, your potter on them b'chutz. We're here in the Gemara we've mentioned before that there's a mechayev that's called for Avoda, that you don't only need to bring a korban to be mechayev, but even Avoda, the Biskarov said, you see from the Gemara here, it's enough to mechayev an Avoda, but only if it's tonight that it's a Gemara Avoda. If it's not a Gemara Avoda, so then you're a potter. So Tezis asks a stira in the sugyas that the Gemara here is a mavur that the reason the makapel domin bachutz is potter is because he's not a Gemara avoda. Tezis asks that the Gemara earlier on in the beginning of Hashechet v'amayla Kuf Zayin, the Gemara there said that the Torah did not need to write zirika. The only reason that it wrote zirika was a reboy for zirika. The reason that it wrote Zerika was to be a Mayit Kabbalah. Tell me that you're potter on Kabbalah. It says, asks, that why do we need that pasuk? We've learned that from the pasuk from the Drasha by us. The Drasha Bayat tells us that anything which is not a Gemara Avodah, you're potter on. That's Tesis' question. The Tzayin Kadoshim asks a similar question to Tesis. Tzayin Kadoshim earlier on Daf Kuf Zayin, that the Gemara brings a pasuk to be Mara Bezrika. Those who need in there, where Bino Zrika from an Atzara Shoveh, from Shechita and Hala, or from a pasuk. Gemara is all sugya, where do we learn out the Chiv of Zrika? So that's the Tzayin Kadoshim, why do we need any Makar? All right, we've seen our Gemara Daf Kuf Tezvav, that we can be Mara anything. Any avodah we could be marbe, as long as it's a gemara avodah. All the things that are mentioned here are not a gemara avodah. So this is the same question. But zirika is called zirika for sure. Is called the gemara avodah. Just like for chiyuv zarus, the gemara says in Yuma that azar that does zirika is chayev. Who had it for chiyuv chutz? Zirika is called the gemara avodah, and therefore we can be chayev the zirik. So why does the gemara earlier need to look for a makar for zirika? Typically, that zirika is a gemara avodah. That's his question. I would add another question along the same lines, that the Gemara of Kuf Tes brings a makar that you're chayev and makt your k'teres, you makt your k'imetz. All these things, the Gemara brings a pasuk to say that you're chayev on them, because the pasuk is only talking about a karban. It's not talking about things that are not a karban. So you need a ribui to mechayev on k'teres and k'imetz. All right. Once we have our Gemara of Kuf Tes Vav, why do we need any ribuyim? Why do we need any reboot? You're chayav anything which is a gemara avodah, even if it's not a carbon. The Gemara said that the Masagras HaShulchan, the Meitiv HaSaneiris, the Gemara held that you could be chayav on, even though it's not a carbon. So for sure you could be chayav on Ketiris and Koimetz, because it's a gemara avodah. So just like the Tzayin Kachim asks on Zerika to be chayav, say the same thing as by Ketiris and Koimetz. So there are many, many steers here in these two Gemaras. Tzayin asks that why do we need two Mekiris and a Mimayet Kabbalah? The Gemara is not a Gemara Avoida. That's what comes out from the Gemara by us. And from the Gemara of Kuf Zayin, it comes out because the Zerika was extra. It only came to Mayit Kabbalah. So in Kadoshim asks that we could learn out Zerika from the Drasha by us. And we're asking that you can also learn out that the Mimalek, Teres, and Koimetz can be Chayev, mitzad the Drasha by us. So I don't have a full answer, but at least at the beginning of the answer to the question that I asked, that bacteria and koimetz, why do we need another? Why do we need a reboot for a tipulay from the drasha by us? Really, the Gemara by us is a chiddush. The Biskrab points out that the Gemara by us held that you can be chayv for avoda. Hey, the makar is from oila. Oila is a carbon. Maybe the whole chiyuv on the parasha of chutz is only on a carbon. It's not an avoda. How did the Gemara know that any even things which were not carbonous, like meitivs and eros, Sarah Sashulchan, any type of avodah, you could be chayv on the bachutz. Who told us that the mechiv of the parsha is related to avodah? Maybe it's related to a carbon. L'chayr the whole gemara by us naf kuf tes vav is only after the drasha naf kuf tes. Gemara there naf kuf tes learned out that you could also chayv on k'teres and koimetz, and we don't need dafka a carbon. Anything which is roi la'allah, you're chayv on it. Once the Gedder was Ra'il HaLos, now we can understand that the parasha is including things which are also not carbonous, even things which are called for Avodah. So we can learn out Keteris and Kaimetz by us. The whole Drasha by us started after the Limud of Keteris and Kaimetz. That's all right. I'm shot to answer the question that I was Moisif, but still the question that Tezis asks, the question that the Tzayin Kadoshim asks, that by Zerika, we could learn how Zerika says the same Dutchman from either here or there. Why do we need Liman over there? Typically, that Zerika is Chayav Mitzad the Avoida. That question is still Shver. Tzorachian. Another point on this Chilik of the Gemara is Malika. Taisen, Sanhedrin, Daf Pebez and Mabez is Ma'irer. Why is Malika not mentioned over here? Why do we mention only other Avoidas? Malika, you're also Patron Bechutz. Why did we not mention Malika? So Tais answers that Malika has its own pasuk to exclude it. The Gemara of Kuf Zayin says, "Hashoychid v'loy hamolik." Malika got its already its own specific exclusion from the parasha. So therefore, we already knew that you were patur on Malika. Here we're thinking about everything else that maybe you'd be chayiv, and that's why we need a new makar to be memayit. There's really just a question I'm shocked in the Gemara of Kuf Zayin. After this Tais in Sanhedrin, why is the Gemara might only Malika? Why don't we say also Shechit V'lo HaKoimitz? What's unique about Malika that we would think to make that like Shechita more than Koimitz? It's also the first Avod of the Karban. So, it's really, the answer to the question is what's unique, what's the defining factor of Shechita's Chutz, as opposed to Halo's Chutz? So, if Shechita is mitzad the Maisa Shechita, that you're doing a Maisa of Hitzuas Chiyus or the Behema, a Maisa Shechita of Karban, so then we understand well that it's that Kemita we would think to include it like Shechit, but not Koimitz or anything else. Like we see a similar thing we find in Gemara in Pesach and Daf Samach Gimel, that Nachila Shechit Pesach ala Chometz. So the Gemara there says that if you want mind Amar that all Karbanos are Chayivan, and also your Moelik Ha'if, you're also Chayiv ala Chometz. But Kemita, your potter. So Rashi says there in Daf Samach Gimel Mebez, Pesachim, Havadei Lev Shechita Hi. You know, sure, inside the Maisa of Shechita, it's Malika similar to Shechita, it's Moiti the Chiyus of the Behema. So that's called like a Maisa Shechita. So you would think that should be like Shechita, and that was this Mait, HaShechit V'lo HaMoilik. HaShein Kein, anything else, Koimitz and everything else, Makabel, that's not similar to Shechita B'chlal, it's not being Moiti the Chiyus of the Behema. However, this is a question really what the Machayiv Shechita is in the Rash, in Teres Kleonim, we mentioned that there are two drachim in the Rash. Is the Machayiv Shechita because the Maisa Shechita? Or no, Shechita is also a Gemara Avodah, the Rash is. Like everything else, like our Gemara Halah is a Gemara Avodah. The Rash is that Shechita is also a Gemara Avodah because it's Maisa Vidhemi Mide Eidom Minachai. Or I mean to say, because it's Matir, it's a Maisa Matir in Chulin of the Behema. So that's why it's called a Gemara Avodah. Lefi, that's out of the Rash that Shechita is called a Gemara Avodah because it's Matir in Chulin. That does not shaykh by Malika. Malika, although it makes the oif no longer alive because it killed the oif, but it wasn't a maisa matir. Malika is a nevela and a treifa. The Gemara says that zar she'ochal Malika is chayev. He is over the issue of nevela. The Malika made the oif into a nevela. So why would we think that Malika should be like Shechita, if the idea of Shechita is to be matir? It seems from over here that Malika is called a matir in a certain way. See rises in other places, but that it does sound that like Malik is a similar matter to Shechita. That's what L'chavi Mukhrach from this Derech of the Rash. The Vailas Sorach Bir, why would that be? But Kobanim that in Pshat, that the uniqueness of, you see even the Mar Kuv Zayin, that only Malika we think to be like Shechita. If the idea of Shechita is mitzad, the Maisa Shechita, to take away the Chiyus of the Behema, so that's very understandable why only Malika is like that. If Shechita is also a Gemara Avodah like that's out in the Rash, then you have to know why Malika is like Shechita. Just a few small Ha'oras, and then Shechita Gemara here, the Agadata. We're bringing the Machlokes, that HaKoyanim and Yigoshim El Hashem is Kadoshu. Who are these Koyanim? Yeshua Ben Karcha says it's referring to the Bechiris, and Rebbe says it's referring to Nadav V'Aviyu. So what made either the Bechiris or Nadav Aviyu into Kohanim? So Rashi explains they brought the oil at Sinai. And it says that there was an oil that was brought. Who brought it? And the Machlokes says, who brought that oil? So when it came time, that was brought before Matan Torah, that oil. So now when it came time, and Vav Sivan for Matan Torah, so also the Kohanim, that even though they were Nigoshim El Hashem, they already brought Karbanos, they also have to get prepared and not to get too close to the Har. Mavur here in the sugya that the Oyla Sinai was brought before Matan Torah, before Mamin Har Sinai. That's why they were the Koyanim and Nigashim and Hashem. Like Rashi explains, they were already Nigash to bring the Karbanos, so they also have to be warned not to go up to Har Sinai. This is Maisa Machlokes in the Rashi and the Ramban in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Oyla Sinai is mentioned in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So Rashi says there that Ein Muktum Mamuchar B'Torah. And this story happened really earlier, before Mamin Har Sinai, and hey, Erev Matan Torah, that's when they brought the Korban. But the Ramban says we shouldn't be Mishabish and Nikrois to say things are out of order. It's best to learn the Psukim, like the way they're written. And this happened after Mamin Har Sinai, when she brought down the Luchais and with the Mishpatim. And then they brought Korbanos. It happened the day after Matan Torah. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban then afterwards brings a medrash that there is a machlokes, it was before or after. The Ramban himself says, but nearer the halacha, that it's like the mishtimas on the kroyas, and it makes sense that way. That it was after Matan Torah. But here we have a Mefurshe Gemara, like Rashi, that the story of the Ola Sinai happened before Matan Torah and then after Matan Torah. Another Ara, the Gemara says that according to Manda Omar, that is referring to Nadav Aviyu, so then we understand the Pasuk of Hu Asher Dibra Hashem Yikroi Le'akodesh. Why Rashi explains, right? Rashi Hani Duchsiv. It says Rashi, Kshemisu Nadav Aviyu, Asher Dibra Hashem, Kedekamar Besinai, Pen Yifr Tvem Hashem, the Kevish Lo Nizar, Lifresh Minah Hechol, Bekomaz Amishkan Paratz Lehem. The Hainu Hashem told Nadav and Aviyu at Har Sinai that they shouldn't get too close to the Har, Pen Yifr Tvem Hashem. So then, it makes, so that's when they were warned for what will happen to them later. When they went into the Hechel, and they were Makariv, and they got too close, so the Hashem was parot by him, and he killed them. It's a harapele. The Pasuk was running to Har Sinai. But the Nadav didn't get too close to Har Sinai. They went into the Hechel, Rashi says. So how does Hashem, that they were never warned about. And Hu Asher Dibur, they were already warned about this at Har Sinai. Har Mefurish here in the Gemara, the Oil Moed was a continuation of Har Sinai. That the warning that was said at Har Sinai, they can't get too close. Minasavara applies also to the Mishkan. Rabban writes about this numerous places in Sefer Shmos, that the whole Indian of the Mishkan, the Rabban in the Hakdam in Sefer Shmos, and Parshas Truma, the Indian of the Mishkan was to continue the Gilui Shechina that there was at Har Sinai. So that it was Pashut in Pshat, that Hashem told them at Har Sinai, don't get too close. And now they built the Mishkan, and the Shechina that was from Har Sinai moved to the Mishkan. So that Azhara that was said at Har Sinai, not to get too close, the Mail applies to the Mishkan also. Just to mention that this Yisoid everyone knows from the Ramban and in Al HaTorah, that the Shechina from Har Sinai went to the Oil Moed, to the Mishkan. It's also Mefurshe Rashi in Tainus Daf Chafal from the base. And she says that for a year the Shechina was at Har Sinai, and there were Kolus and Lapidim coming out from Har Sinai. Ad Erev Benison, Rashi says, Shehukam HaMishkan, the Nasa V'Zaza HaShechina Minahar, V'Yoshvava Al HaKapayres. That same Shechina, the Azhar of going to, so move on, the Gemara, that the same Azhar of getting closer to Sinai, that was the Makam of Gilui Shechina, and Mela that applied to the Mishkan. That's also what Rashi is saying there in Tainus, that the Azhar, the Azhar stayed, and they couldn't get too close to Sinai, because the Shechina was there. The Shechina moved, so just the Azhara is moving, the place the Shechina moves, maybe the Azhara moves with it. One last Tahara here in this Agadata, it says, Mavur here that Aaron was, when Aaron heard that the Bana of Yidui Mokomim, Shosak v'kibel schar, he was quiet, I mean, he was crying until then, or he was going to cry. Once he heard that Bana of Yidui Mokomim, he didn't cry, Shosak v'kibel schar, and he got schar for his shtika. So it seems like that was the correct response, that what Aaron did, he got schar for it. So the correct response was to not cry on the Misa of Nadav Aviyu. However, the Pasuk says, I just had a question, the Pasuk says that all of Klal Yisrael should cry for the Misa of Nadav and Aviyu. Akdekach, the Mishnah Berurah, Tim Tofresh Chaf Aleph, brings B'Shem the Zoyar, that and when the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur of Achrei Moed Shnei Bnei Aaron, Kol Mi Shenitztayer Al Misas Bnei Aaron, Oy Moir and Moiz Alein, Moichlan Loyav Enoisav, Boichlan Loyav Enoisav, Obanim Einam Eisim Bechayev. Tremendous thing to cry or to be Tztayer, and the Misas Bnei Aaron on Yom Kippur, and Moichlan Loyav Enoisav. What's the correct response here? Aaron Mitzad Echad was quiet, V'kibal Schar, and everyone else is supposed to cry for it. So I don't know pshat. I asked Reb Reuven Leuchter pshat in what's the difference between Aaron and everyone else. He said that Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is the Amuda Avoida. The Amuda Avoida, his was taken in a way of Avoida. It's at the Avoida. There is Aaron. The Kohen Gadol stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there it's taken mitzad Yidui Mokomim. This is what happened here. Was taka tremendous kiddush Hashem, and at Chil Hashem there's no Mokom to cry. Coming that your person is mitzad the avoda shaboy, then there's no loss. But Klai Yisrael has taken away the way Klai Yisrael has. Not of Aviyu, they're daily adar. they would have part of the serious authority to Klal Yisrael was Eidinot of Aviv. So the loss in Klal Yisrael, there's a tremendous loss, which requires a Bechiyah L'Deiris. But mitzad the mile of Avodah, there is Taka no Chisar. There's no Chisar, and all there is was the Kiddush Hashem. Arkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.